Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Select cities across the U.S.
and select cubicles around the world at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Rogue One was amazing.
Yeah.
Midnight till 2 in the morning, I was up watching that.
Yeah, I can't wait till tomorrow.
And then I went to the diner with the guys and we talked about it. So I came right here. You know me.
Did you blog about it?
I didn't have time because, like I said, we went to the diner, we talked.
The diner?
We geeked out. Geeked out after the movie.
Wow.
all my buds sound like that, too. I'm the only one that does it. But no spoiler alerts here. I will not tell you how Rogue One ends or begins because I didn't see it. I didn't even know it was starting last night. So I got in bed. Huge. I'm watching the highlighters play the Rams. Mm-hmm. And I go, and the commercial came on and said, tonight, be the first to see Rogue One. So I got dressed. You know, actually, I just went in my pajamas. And ran down to the theater and watched it.
You
amazing.
Didn't put your stormtrooper costume on?
Yeah, you know I do.
Now, Tony's going to go see it.
I'm going to go see it tomorrow.
So you let us know in 2 weeks what it was like, Tony.
Man.
All right.
I'll probably see it over the holidays,
tomorrow.
Too.
I won't.
All right, 9.5 to our Luke.
call me, Tony.
What's up?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
So I'm in a bittersweet moment here, and I'm not sure how to respond to this. I don't know if I should be honored or if I should feel really bad about my maturity level here.
Okay.
My old lady will not take me to her office Christmas party because she's embarrassed of me.
Well, no. Now, hold it. Now, is it because she knows that you will have to wear one of those funny T-shirts?
It's either that, or she was more afraid that I would blurt something out to one of her bosses. You know, I really don't have a filter.
Yeah.
So she's afraid that, you know, she works in the office, and she's really afraid that I'm going to say something really off color, and I would never do that.
No.
You guys know me.
Now, hold it. If she worked, you probably met people she's worked with before then, right? You just haven't been in an office
party. Well, just one of her drunk girlfriends, but that was about it. You know, I've never met none of her bosses or anything like that.
Okay, I can see
that. And this isn't the first time she's done this to me.
Yeah.
So.
Have you had your own office party yet?
Yeah, but we didn't go.
Oh, you did.
LD, do you go?
I would know.
No? Okay. You guys don't go.
Okay. I just wanted to know if you've been Christmas office party tested.
Well, no, he actually was invited to one. He doesn't even work there.
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So a lawyer friend of his took him to their Christmas party.
Oh, okay.
And did he behave there?
I mean, it's expected. You all know who this lawyer buddy is.
Yeah, I
felt right at home with him.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
No, okay. I didn't behave myself.
All right. So look at the bright side.
I feel good.
You don't have to go to a Christmas
party,
man. You know,
that's what I would
like. Yeah, it's free booze though.
That is true, man.
I know, but
strange, good-looking white women. You know, not saying I would talk to them, but you know, there's always right.
Yeah,
I believe their fears are justified. Her fear is justified.
Okay, then I don't feel bad. Thanks, guys. I just wanted to get you guys' opinion about this. Cause, you know me, and you know kind of how. Yeah, you know. So.
Oh, I have a question.
But that's why I want to party with you, because you will say stuff like
about that lawyer Christmas party. Was I at that lawyer Christmas party?
No, you were not.
Okay, because I remember one that you went to. I don't know if it was a Christmas party, but you defaced one of the rooms.
Well, that was his opening.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that was his opening.
Oh, yeah, he opened up. Okay.
That was a welcome thing.
Right. He was spraying graffiti in one of the rooms.
Oh, gotcha.
A lot of gang graffiti.
Yeah, okay.
Well, all of us black folks got a tag everywhere we go.
And I appreciate that.
Black folk. Go Raiders.
Next time I'm at your house, Todd, I'm going to leave you a nice goodbye message on your front garage door.
I want one. I want you to finish the basement. In great American graffiti. Yeah.
Tag it.
All right, boy. See go you, Raiders.
You got to tag it.
And here come the calls from the rest of the American black society saying, don't help, Luke. Yeah. Every other black person in America just called.
Yeah. Tag it.
I would like to get one of those graffiti artists. Finish up my basement.
Yeah, not your garage door. The covenant might not do.
No, downstairs. Right. I'm thinking downstairs because some of those that you see,
they're artists, man.
Yeah,
they're good.
They're really artists.
Yeah, they're artists.
That's why sometimes I don't mind watching a train go by because there's some really good art.
Might hurt the resale value.
Get the guy that graffitied the "Parents Don't Understand" video.
Ooh, that's right.
And do it exactly like that.
Like that.
And then dress like
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince. And just dance around, man.
No, I'm going to get one of those
make
guys.
Make a
home video of an old white guy singing "Parents Just Don't Understand."
Lip syncing it.
And I'll be the DJ.
Pull him off the street. And he'll fix up my basement. And then he'll be on CBS Sunday Morning as an artist a few weeks later.
All right.
Oh, and have him make you some cleats while he's there.
Paul Mercurio. Yeah. Stuff. Paul Mercurio, a little later on this morning. Bill Blank. We did a podcast with Paul yesterday. It's available now on our social media. It's an hour-long podcast. It's for charity for the Children's Miracle Network. It's only $5.
Yeah. Click the link. You can give
total charity. Yeah. No other money doesn't go anywhere place else.
Yeah. If you want to give more than $5, if you're feeling generous.
Just give $5.
You can do that too. Yeah, but $5 is the minimum.
More than $5, you know.
But I'm saying if you're feeling generous.
Yeah.
Because I know I am this time of year.
But you're not going to pay for the podcast.
I did the podcast.
I know.
I heard it.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
I never listened to it. You didn't listen to it, did you?
I haven't listened to it, no.
It's uncensored.
And he never will.
It's uncensored. Right. Pretty uncensored.
But a buddy of mine listened to it and said it was good stuff.
Right.
And he's a radio guy, so he would know.
Mm-hmm. It was on this date in 1984.
84. Purple Rain, Prince came out.
That ZZ Top bassist Dusty Hill.
Close.
Accidentally shot himself in the stomach when the gun he carries in his boot went off as he was removing the footwear.
Dumbass.
Kind of he did this on Billy Gibbons' birthday.
Did he really? Billy got a good laugh out of that.
Because today is Billy Gibbons' birthday. He is 67 today.
Do you think he talked about that for the whole year? And
they may
crap?
Have.
Yeah.
Does he carry a big...
Remember the time you shot yourself in the belly?
A big gun in his boot?
I can't answer that.
Apparently not, or he would be dead if it were a big gun.
Right. And, you know, do big guns really fit in a boot?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably a side holster boot, don't you think? Or just right in the top, maybe. Okay.
I don't know how they were.
Yeah, he might have had like a little 380 bodyguard, which can hurt you still. I mean, it can still kill you.
So you're still shot in the stomach.
Right. He's fortunate it didn't hit a major organ or.
This article says it was a Derringer.
Oh, yeah.
So is that a big?
Little pea shooter.
Pea shooter, okay.
You wouldn't want to go into the store armed with just a Derringer.
You won't make it out of there. No. Won't make it out alive.
No.
You know what he said when he shot himself? Here's what he said. It's Craig got it, man. Don't talk over Craig, man. Oh, hang on. I got the sound effect here. Hang on here.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
That's okay. You didn't know.
I didn't know Craig was there.
Yeah, you know Craig was there.
I didn't know Craig was there.
That's fine.
That's hilarious. The gunshots.
I gotta do that again.
Oh my god.
Oh,
It's funny that black people listen to that. They're probably ducking every time you play that. They're just ducking.
I like how it took a second to react, because you know in real life that's how it happens.
Oh, it would be, yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
Delay, delay.
Right.
Ow, ow, ow.
Sorry, Craig.
No, you're not.
I know I'm not.
Not in the least.
That's hilarious.
Man. And we're going to need some Dan Fogelberg before the day's over.
I love Dan Fogelberg, man. You killed him years ago.
And we're going to mention that when we get a chance.
You got it.
Do we have some
I Dan hope Fogelberg? So. Old Lang Syne is one of my favorite sentimental piece of crap songs ever, man.
We might not.
Yeah, that's why I always like to go to the grocery store on Christmas Eve. When you're in Vegas, you got to insist that you go grocery shopping.
No, you have to run into an ex-girlfriend. That's what that's about, man.
Yeah.
I don't have any ex-girlfriends in Vegas. Plus, my wife would be pissed. If you ran into an old girlfriend at a grocery store and I went and sat in Vegas and sat in my car and had a six-pack.
You don't know that you don't have any exes in Vegas?
Yeah, I do.
All my exes live in Vegas.
I knew that was coming.
I'm sorry you knew that was coming.
I know, so am I.
Last day before Christmas break, man.
He's going to say that's going to suck.
Scraping the bottom.
Good luck on this one. Facebook plans on enlisting its users to weed out fake news from the social network.
Oh, the people that put up the fake news are the ones that are supposed to weed it out.
Well, I saw this, and I don't think it's enough. Yeah. They're saying it's probably not enough, but they're going to allow people to, because they don't want to get rid of people, but you're allowed to find out if it's fake and then tag it. This has been ruled fake.
Yeah,
but
they
want to
make it easier to report a fake story and for fact-checking organizations to flag bogus articles.
So what I saw was better. So I saw this on the news yesterday. And so, Craig, you know as well as I know, because we deal with this every day in the post-truth society, that if it just says right below it, this story's fake, the guy's going to go, well, I wouldn't doubt if it's true. So they asked the Facebook people, wouldn't it be easier, because Facebook can do this, when they find fake stories, get them, get rid of them.
Yeah.
Because they block a lot of stuff on Facebook.
That's censorship, Tyler.
I don't care.
That's a violation of my First Amendment.
No, it's fake. It's fake. And these fake news guys are trying to defend themselves now by saying, hey, it's just satire. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's toppling,
The Onion is satire. Right. The Onion is not purposely misleading.
Right.
Now, what's to stop someone from getting on and saying, you know, that guy who said it was fake is fake.
Exactly.
That's what it's going to turn into.
Or people are just going to say, well, I wouldn't doubt if it's true.
Or people flagging articles that are true with the fake tag.
Right. So how about just when they find stuff that's fake, just jettison it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they can do that.
I think that they may find it difficult to distinguish between articles that are fake and The Onion.
But to have the Facebook community, to trust the Facebook community to police that.
Well, and every Onion article will be listed as fake.
Is stupid.
Because it is.
True, they are. But, I know the difference between
a
child sex ring that didn't happen as opposed to an Onion story, which is funny. It's always funny, the headline.
Right. It needs to be a small staff of people who actually look into it and determine whether or not it's fake. Not the whole community.
No.
You can't trust those jackasses.
Right. I wouldn't doubt that's true, Craig.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Oh, here's great news. A terrorism response training center in Alabama says that nearly 10,000 trainees were mistakenly exposed to a deadly toxin for half a decade. Whoa. Now, this is a terrorism response training center, and they were training with ricin.
Oh, that'll kill you.
And that'll kill you.
Right.
But they thought that they were getting a neutralized version of ricin.
We don't get a neutralized version of ass in this room, by the way. We've been training in this for
full
decades.
Full flavor.
Yeah.
It turns out they were not getting a neutralized version of ricin.
So somebody's going to make some money,
And so, well, now they're all blaming each other.
Oh, okay.
Roll damn
somebody's going to sue somebody.
There's the place that ordered it. There's the place that provided it. And then there's the place that provided it for the place that provided it.
Whoa.
If you see what I'm saying.
All right, all right.
And so there's three different places that are all blaming one another.
Is our governor trying to get some to kill people? He always tries to get stuff to kill people.
And so they've actually been working with the bad with the bad ricin for 5 years with all the people that they've been training with. Now, they've been training properly and using all the proper hazmat gear and this and that.
It's been real ricin.
Yes, but with the real stuff and not the fake stuff.
See, the gear works.
That's right.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's the stuff Puss puts on out there to open up our mail. Yeah. Keeps his pants off, though. I don't know what that's about. He just wears the headgear and everything else is naked.
Some of the ass admitted in this room may contain ricin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is being reported that mentally employees are checking out already.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I noticed that at that thing we were at last night because, you know, we don't hang out. We don't do the office business Christmas thing. That's just not our scene. But most people do because they work in offices. Mm-hmm. So that thing last night, I was talking to some of the people, we were at a client thing, and actually Tony was telling me, Italian Tony, he was at a chamber Christmas party the week before that. All the suits and restaurants and sales and whatever you do for a living, you probably have four parties you're going to.
Oh.
So you know they ain't doing dick at work.
Yeah.
Because they're leaving and they go to the party and they ain't showing the next day.
Yeah.
Vodka sleepover.
All salespeople have been to some...
they've been like eight parties.
Yeah, client function, some holiday party of some sort for the past couple of weeks.
I know.
I bet you on a daily basis.
They've been checking out since December,
At least like a happy hour, like we did yesterday.
A new British survey found that about 54% of workers lack productivity in mid-December. Because they are preoccupied with the holiday season. Younger employees are more easily distracted by Christmas. They found that 6 in 10 millennial workers are less productive by December 15th. Baby boomers generally checked out by December 20th.
I love that.
Yeah, well, checked out. They're going to get a PlayStation.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's all kids. Well, that's because if you're a millennial, your parents are still buying you something cool.
Oh,
probably,
you're probably
if you're a baby boomer, nobody's buying you dick.
Right.
But you're the one responsible for the cool gifts.
A lot of millennials are still in the basement, waking up early to see if Santa came yet.
Sorry, millennials.
Sorry.
I was in the basement longer than I should have been, too.
I thought that was a closet.
Yeah. No, still in the closet.
A new study suggests that...
We're not checking out, by the way, till today. And it's the 20 what?
It's the 16th.
Oops. Okay, the 2016. We're checking out in 26. End of 20. Whatever, you know, man. I thought it was
we'll
a 20.
We'll wait till then.
Okay.
We'll wait till then
so
to check out.
We're checking out before the millennials, right?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Yes, no, a day after.
A day after? Okay, they quit yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, and we were still into this yesterday.
All right.
And we're going to put in a full day's work today.
Not anymore. We're almost through it.
Well, when it's all over, it'll be a full day. You know, you're not taking off early today. No, that's too bad.
I know it is too bad. I can book a flight so we can get the hell out of here at 9.
Don't you know how to book a flight anymore?
I do. I'll do it during the break. I got to go, guys.
I think it was just last week, Craig asked me, are we knocking off at 9 next Friday?
I would have.
Does Mike have to go somewhere?
I was going
to
go somewhere.
I'm like, no. He's like, damn.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. I looked into it, but it was just, I should have went somewhere.
Craig was really looking forward to that extra hour.
Well, it makes a difference.
Can you blame me?
It's two segments. But we're having fun.
Sounds like a lot.
Two segments.
Sounds like a lot.
Oh, and Paul goes to do TV, so you actually have to do some work. You don't get the
but Tony's here the whole time.
The last hour
and
off.
Billy Blank's going to be here.
Oh, Billy Blank. We love Billy Blank.
Yeah, we're not going to talk that much.
You know? There's that. But we love him. We don't like to hear him.
Craig got the last hour off yesterday. Yeah. He would have preferred that today.
It's all good. It's all the same. New study shows that religion makes people more skeptical toward evolution.
Because they're dumb.
But not toward climate change.
Good. That's good.
Because they're smart.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if dumb on one side has to be smart on the other.
Yeah, it's
the study found that 20% of U.S. adults are skeptical that humans play a role in climate change. 45% of the U.S. population believes evolution to be false. those who said they attend religious 45% services.
45% don't believe in evolution.
Wow.
I think that perhaps they are they may be confused with the definition of evolution.
You always look on the bright side.
I do.
I think people are just blinded by whatever their church tells them, and they just don't want to believe it. You know.
I think they are confused by the definition of
evolution.
I like
scientists.
Yeah. They do.
20% number seemed low to me. Only 20% believe there's man-made climate change, or 20% don't.
20% of U.S. adults are skeptical.
I saw somebody tweet something out yesterday.
That humans play a role in climate change.
If you don't believe in climate
change,
what science do you believe in? It was a great line because it's settled fact.
Evolution.
I'm not talking about the evolution part.
Well,
that's
science.
I know, but the tweet just said, yeah, this science actually, right?
They said that those who attend religious services are more likely to be skeptical than those with no religious affiliation. They found the only religion-related association found for climate skepticism was among evangelicals, so most people know.
I saw a study the other day that Christians are the least educated religious than the actual other religious minorities in the United States.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
See, I think a lot of people separate science and technology. You know, they deal with technology every damn
day.
That's
science.
Yeah.
That's science.
When they're playing their little words with friends
right.
or what have you.
No, they're playing that.
That's also science.
They're playing Jesus with friends.
Oh. They're playing Jesus. Suck it, Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Come on. It's Christmas.
No, it's not. It's the 16th.
That's what it says.
You just learned that, didn't you?
I did.
You found that out.
And I'm checking out. Merry Christmas.
When you beat Jesus at the game,
that's what it says.
That's what it says.
That's right.
That's suck
right.
it, Jesus.
Not right at
words
all.
With Jesus, it's
when
called.
You win the game.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, not right. The good words with Jesus. And you beat him.
Yeah. Come on, Jesus. That ain't a word.
Not right.
That ain't a word, Jesus.
You can program your phone to tell Jesus what to do with it.
That is not right. Kokomo, Indiana.
That's where the song's from, too, by the way.
Is ending its decades-old ban on pinball machines.
Oh, I love those.
Why'd they have that?
Why'd they ban pinball machines?
Well, it was gambling back in the day.
Oh,
you bet each other.
I don't know how the gambling worked. If you did well enough, you got more chances at playing
or
something.
Yeah, you did. You won games on
I don't know.
I don't recall gambling on pinball.
Pinball was a big deal.
I was never that good.
People gambled on pinball. It got banned in lots of places for that reason.
Okay.
Yeah. Most places rescinded the ban. Kokomo, Indiana didn't. However, in their attempt to take off some of the old ordinances off the books.
Petey, I got the feeling you were good at pinball at one time. Were you?
No.
He's not that age group, man. That's our age
group. I remember playing it a lot. I remember Kiss one specifically.
Yeah.
So can you still tie up your horse out front, though?
It's so lame, man.
Well, they're looking at that.
Can you still have anal sex with a horse? they outlaw that places, too, for some reason.
Did that stick to the tape?
I'm sorry. I was looking up laws about gambling and pinball.
Tyler's curious about the horse laws.
Right. Ah.
Down in Kokomo.
He knows.
Big H. Paul Mercurio and Bill Blank later on. Petey Magnol Sports coming up. Tony and LD are with us. Podcast is up. We did with Paul Mercurio yesterday to benefit the Children's Miracle Network. It's on our social media. Hang on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.